Outcome 4.2 says, help a couple prepare for their marriage. Again, we will do this in two parts. Our Bible reading today is Genesis 2, 18 to 25, Matthew 19, 1 to 9, and Ephesians 5, 22 to 33, and 2 Corinthians 6, 14. In their chapter on marriage and divorce, to which we referred in Outcome 4.1, Sugden and Wearsby again make some important introductory points. They advise that it is always best to counsel and marry people you know who are part of the congregation and who will permit you to help them prepare for their marriage. Faithful preachers will regularly preach about the biblical guidelines for marriage, for example in Ephesians and Galatians. Jesus also says a lot about family living, and several Old Testament writers deal with the issue. A pastor's home life should be a model, so invite couples to your home and set the example of how you should treat your spouse and children. A very important step is to set up a series of appointments with engaged couples, and don't fret over the time that it will involve. Better to invest your time helping them build before they are married than to have to invest more time picking up the pieces after the marriage falls apart. The pastor should not assume that because the couple grew up in the church that they will automatically have a successful marriage. There may be a need for additional counseling from a professional Christian counselor if you detect deeper issues. If you have serious reservations about whether this couple are suited for each other, discuss this with them in a frank but tender manner. Pray with them and encourage them to seek God's guidance and help. Many books and articles have been written about the format the appointments with a couple should take. One of the most respected Christian counseling experts is Gary Collins, whose book Christian Counseling, A Comprehensive Guide, has been used by many seminaries and Bible colleges around the world. In his section on premarital counseling, he suggests there should be 5 or 6 sessions with the couple. Next week, we will discuss these sessions.